for 11 years, the annual Closing the Gap report has been highlighting the vast Indigenous disadvantage that exists in Australia. With the exception of the early education target and the Year 12 attainment goal, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Parliament the other targets set more than a decade ago are nowhere near being met.
While there has been incremental and meaningful progress on many fronts, as of 2019, only two of the seven Closing the Gap targets are on track. What we're doing has to change, and our government is leading a process to change it. That is why 2 years ago, I acknowledged the former Prime Minister, Mr Turnbull, we embarked on a Closing the Gap refresh because our efforts were not meeting our worthy ambitions.
Scott Morrison says the lack of progress demands a more focused approach, and he wants to do more to improve education outcomes.
I want to get kids into school, and I want them to stay in school for longer. That is what I wish to achieve. Education is the key to skills. It is the key to jobs. It is the key to building enterprises and giving young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians the opportunity to create their futures. It is the key to a good life. If you can't read, if you can't write, there is no possible way you can share in the prosperity of Australia in the way you would otherwise.
To attract and retain more teaching graduates in remote areas, the government announced financial incentives.
Teachers working in a very remote area will not have 1 cent of interest added to their debt whilst they are working in a very remote area. And for teachers who from today work for 4 years in a very remote area, their HEX debt will be scrapped. As well, the Minister for Education, the Special Envoy and the Minister for Indigenous Affairs will work closely with a small number of communities to improve attendance rates. Community by community, school by school, child by child.
The first Aboriginal woman elected to the House of Representatives is Labor's Linda Burney, and she says the Prime Minister's HEX pledge ignores the fact that 79% of Indigenous people live in Australia's urban areas. In his response to the report, Labor leader Bill Shorten lamented the lack of progress, saying it's time for a genuine partnership with Australia's First Nations people to meet the targets. He says, if elected, Labor will hold a constitutional referendum to recognise Indigenous Australians.
To recognise the genuine empowerment has to involve the sharing of real power. You can't have a partnership of unequals. Partnership means giving as well as taking, listening as well as telling. Today I'm proud to declare again that enshrining a voice for First Australians will be Labor's first priority for constitutional change. Yeah.
Mr Shorten says constitutional change does not amount to special treatment.
This is not about building a third chamber of Parliament. It is not about separatism or special treatment. How on earth, in the light of this Closing the Gap report, with such devastating statistics and tragedies behind these numbers, can we say that we're giving special treatment to people who don't even get the same treatment? Yeah. It is not about favouritism or conferring unfair advantage. It is about recognising inequality centuries old, bringing honour to our nation. It's about recognising that powerlessness is created by prejudice and by discrimination, and breaking these chains which hold not just our first Australians back, but actually chain us all back.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.